is now 10:34 on this Monday morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Gia and Ursula Show. Are your kids' schools preparing them with the knowledge that they will need to be successful in life? Is that the role for a school? Why aren't we teaching kids how to balance a bank account or rent an apartment or even take care of their own mental health? Gee, you and I talked about this topic recently, and right after that, one of our listeners actually reached out and let us know that his niece created exactly that kind of class. Taylor Edwards is primarily a math teacher at Graham Kapowsin High School, but her two-year-old class called Senior Survival really caught our eye, and she joins us now. Good morning, Taylor.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us about this class and what was the thinking behind it.
So about 2 years ago, our district was going from a two grading period semester framework to trimesters. And our principal said, you know, since we're moving to trimesters, are there any classes that anybody wants to add to the course list? And I actually took this class in high school. It was called Senior Survival. But when I started doing research behind it, like I literally couldn't find it anywhere. Like the district or the high school that I went to didn't have the class anymore. And I heard from students just all around Graham Kapowsin High School that they really wished that there was a class like this. And since there was an opportunity to kind of, you know, bring it to the light, I just put in a proposal. And all I needed was, okay, what topics am I thinking about covering? How long is the class going to be? And what type of students are going to take it? And once I submitted it, the ball just kind of started rolling from there. And once it got approved, I was really excited to just kind of do my own research. And I don't have a textbook or anything like that. I just kind of pieced together the curriculum, and that's how Senior Survival came to life.
Okay, so obviously this is for seniors. And what are you teaching them? So what are the topics, the main topics?
Yeah, so the main topics, I kind of broke it up into three categories. There's a personal finance section where they learn about banking basics. They learned, like, you know, what's the difference between checking and savings, and what's the difference between a savings account versus an emergency fund. They learn the difference between credit and debit cards, and we go more into credit cards, like how to apply and what are the, you know, the things in the fine print and what are all the awesome things you could get by using a credit card. What does your credit score tell you? How does it rise? How does it fall? And taxes fall under that. Like we go through a simulation of filing taxes, a lot of like little things like that. Also making a budget, which I find the kids just love to do because a lot of them don't know how to even just make a simple budget to follow to even build a savings account. So that's kind of the first one that we start with. And then we kind of go into this mini interview unit, which when we were in person, the kids would actually go through a mock interview. And I had volunteers all around the school and some volunteers from the community who would interview the seniors, especially seniors who haven't gone through an interview before, and give them feedback like, here's how you can be a better interviewer. We also talk about, you know, professionalism and how to be, you know, just professional, like how to write a professional email when you're interested in a job, how to spruce up your resume and tailor it to the job that you're applying for. And then the last one is mental wellness. So we talk about stress and anxiety management. We talk about healthy versus unhealthy relationships and some social skills. And how, this is what I implemented new this year, how social media is impacting your relationship and your life.
Oh, that class is for sure for me. No doubt about it. First of all, I think what you're doing is phenomenal, fantastic. I was so excited to talk to you as someone who didn't find out his credit score until he was 25 years old. I think it's very important that kids learn some of these things. But with all of those topics that you just talked about, give us two topics that you really feel like the kids really gravitate towards these topics, or there's a lot of discussions. You've had a lot of feedback from parents. Give us a couple topics that's really hot right now.
I would say pretty much anything we go through, like finance wise and anything about money, is a huge topic. And kids are very, very engaged because They might not be getting that information at home, or they just don't ever learn it. And, you know, whenever we're talking about money and how to save money and how your money works, kids are just immediately engaged. And I also have guest speakers coming into the community or from the community. So, for example, I have a banker that works at Columbia Bank that comes in right now virtually and talks with the students. And they're even more engaged because not only are they hearing it from me, but they're also hearing it from a professional in the community. And before, you know, when I was kind of piecing together this class, it's a student-made curriculum. When I was putting this together, I asked the students, what do you want to know? What do you need to know before you graduate from high school? And a lot of the topics were about money and credit. And some of them were even about the mental wellness, like how do I manage my stress? How do I manage my anxiety? How do I, you know, create some time management skills to cope with my stress and anxiety?
That's
so
huge.
I would say the personal finance and mental wellness are like the two hot topics.
Well, I now that is fantastic as well. One last thing from you would be, is there a possibility? I know right now this is for seniors and it's a senior class, and it sounds like there's so much that's being covered and talked about. Is there ever an ask or a possibility to maybe do something like this for freshmen, sophomores, and juniors possibly going forward?
There hasn't been a whole lot of talk about, you know, implementing it in for the freshman, sophomore, and junior class. I more aimed it towards the seniors because they are the class that's about to graduate and walk into the adult world. But it's always a possibility to, you know, kind of create those mini lessons to even start helping the freshmen and the sophomores and the juniors to start thinking about this kind of stuff.
Taylor, I got to say, I read through all of the reviews that your students have given in these past 2 years, and it sounds like this has been a home run in terms of reaction from students and how much it has helped them and helped them launch into a whole new phase. And so often students who get into college suddenly realize how unprepared they are. And I think it's just fantastic that you're doing this, and I hope it spreads. Graham Kapalson's ahead of the curve, but I hope that other schools kind of follow your lead.
I hope so. And I'm always available to talk to other teachers or districts who want to try to implement something like this. And I try not to pretend that I'm a professional and that I'm the perfect adult, because I'm not. And I also share my own experience with the students, and I think that's what makes them connect with me even more, just to show them like nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to get it right the first time, but as long as we're, you know, continuing to learn and research, that, you know, you can just be the best that you can be.
Taylor Edwards, mostly a math teacher at Graham Kapalson High School, but also teaches senior survival, which sounds like a critical class to me. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, G, you and I could have benefited from this. I think
we
all could have benefited from this.
No doubt. Look, I mean, the fact that their kids will go 4 years of high school and not have a course on social media or not have a course on relationships, or, I mean, come on. We're in 2021. Social media is such an important part to our lives. You can't just say, oh, you just need to stay off social media. That ain't gonna help.